His mood appears to improve as he looks at his phone. He then takes hold of his favourite mug. I watch him eagerly as he takes a sip. "Lovely," he says. "The man from Del Monte says yes," I think to myself. I breathe a sigh of relief when the living room door flies open. Rosie bounces in, easing the tension further. "Hello, ma'am, dad," says a cheery Rosie. Anthony smiles up at her as if nothing was wrong. He probably hoped she would sit beside him, but Rosie walks across to my armchair instead and places herself on the arm. The strawberry smell of her familiar shampoo wafts over me. "Gosh, is it 6 o'clock already? How is your after-school club?" I ask. "Great," says Rosie. She shifts about on the arm of my chair and whispers into my ear. "Did you tell Dad yet?" "No, not yet," I whisper back, feeling nervous at the thought.